that's what that person needs, though. They might need that. They may need that drug. They may need that medicine. They may need that cutout. And thank God for doctors, and thank God for all of that. He said the herbs of the field were for our healing, didn't he? Read the books of Scripture. They tell us all that. That's where your strength will come from. Hey, when you see what has been done, one time, this force of 5,000 was coming on this little village. And so this little village decides to pray. And the leader said, God, what do we do? He says, let go. And go out and meet them before they get here. So here's these 200 going out there. And they're singing and they're praising God. Hallelujah, praise your God. And they're going out to battle. Praising and singing and praising and singing. Guess what was happening in the camp? They started arguing among themselves in this 5,000. They started fighting with each other. And when this village come upon them, they're looking down on them. They're down there killing one another. They're all ready to kill. What happened? See, God fulfilled them, didn't he? Hey, I remember standing in front of a psychology class and I said, isn't it wonderful? If I see a man being beat up and another man beating him up, I say, perfect harmony. Isn't that wonderful? There, I heard it. But I'll tell you, the kids were much more boisterous with it. They went, oh.
What do you mean?
Someone said out loud. I says, well, it's perfect. Everything's being fulfilled. Can't you see that? I says, no, man. If I see somebody fine, I go up there and break it up. You want both of them on you? Did you ever try to step in the middle of an argument? Why, it's energies turn on you. I remember one time there was a man and a woman, they were arguing, and he hauled off and hit her and knocked her down. I went over there and grabbed a hold of that guy and I started laying into him. I was about 19. Guess what happened? That woman jumped up with her purse and darn near beat me to death. No, you hurt my husband. I'm like, wait a minute, lady. And then he starts hitting me and she's hitting me and I'm crawling out of the place. Oh, and I saw this, I wonder what's going on here. Lips all bleeding, my nose was bleeding, my head was hurting, or she beat me on the head. I said, I was just trying to be a friend, help this woman. I just don't think that women should be treated that way. And what did I do wrong? Jump in the middle of it, huh? Oh, perfect harmony. Here's one guy looking for somebody to beat up. I want to fight. I just feel like hitting somebody. The other guy's saying, see, somebody's going to hit me. I just know it. I know they're going to hit me. Isn't it wonderful? They both got fulfilled. They come together. That's the way it happens. Isn't that the truth? The fulfillment was there. The harmony was there. You didn't see the harmony because you got caught up in, oh, I wouldn't want that happening to me. But there's the one fearing it, and there's the one looking for it. And boy, God got them together. Isn't it wonderful? Perfect harmony. He got them both fulfilled. Oh, but that's not the way the personality would look at it, would it? No. And an old psychology class went, oh! Fear not, lest it come upon you. Haven't you heard that before? Because you create the image of it. You hold the image. You draw that light. If you sit there and dwell on the divine aspect of God, you dwell on the Christ light. If you dwell on the greatest healing powers of God, dwell on God's Holy Spirit, dwell on the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Transcender. If you concentrate on it, that's what you will impact. And you fill yourself with it. You fill yourself. You're the Holy Grail. Fill up this Holy Grail with that light. Drink deeply of the nectar of heaven. Absorb the elixir of life. Make mana charge. You know? Make mana charge. Get some mana. And pack them. They say in the island. Charge it with mana. They know how to do it. The last time I was over there, here was this kahuna. And he's walking down in Kahala. along the jogging trail. He comes up and I watch him, and he starts charging this rock with mana, and the rock starts glowing. And then he starts arcing the energy over to another rock. Starts glowing. Now here's a nice golden arc. Here comes this guy and he's running. So I'm watching what's going to happen now when somebody runs through it. The first guy runs through it, he goes, boy, he started running really going right after he hit that. Another person was going like this. They walk between the rock and they start going. They didn't know what he was doing. They didn't know what he did. He wasn't even there then. But they definitely were feeling the effect of it. You see? They were open to it. Otherwise, it would have never happened. Because I've seen other people just go right through and nothing happened. But the ones that were open received. The ones that were closed went through. The ones with the closed doors didn't get anything. See? So you dwell on it. You fix your attention. You deepen your concentration. You give the energies of your body to it. You give the energies of your emotions to it. You give the energies of your mind to it. You give your soul to it. You lift your creative power and your talents to it. You sing and praise and breathe it in and out. You see it. You be it. You see it for all. And you keep your mind on it, one-pointed. Now you know what to do with that duration of attention by doing your rainbow bridge. Okay, now you've got in your subconscious mind a duration. Why not use it for power now? Before you got a little energy. Now you start feeling the force of it, right? Now you're ready for power. Are you ready for the power? Where are you going to be when you get this power? In a power that Earth cannot bind. If you have to reach off the planet, visualize reaching right out past the atmosphere on a power greater than anything on Earth. And they'll say to you, well, he's far out. She's far out, man. Look where she's reaching. Sure, she's far out. Reaching into God's heart, that's far out. But that's far in. That's far in. That's seeing God in your heart. Then you're in the heart of God. You see? Reflections. Divine reflections. God is manifesting as a crystal in the lotus flower of my heart. God is manifesting as a crystal in the lotus flower of my heart. Om Namah Padme Hum. 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 Oh, you're still here. I didn't know. All I was aware of was the chant. That's the absorption. To do it at will. So you sit there, you reach the highest, and you begin to impact. You begin to get brighter and brighter and brighter until you're a radiant beacon of light. Then you go out and you share that light. Give it away. Now the next time God sees you're using it, going to give you more. And the more you give, the more you get. And the more you give, the more you get. The greater service, the greater you get. It becomes a flow. The call compels the answer. Hey, in business, they call it supply and demand. You see? You get a supply for that demand. And the more you can help, the greater God will use you. But see, you must say okay and surrender your position. Has it got you the enlightenment you've been asking for where you're at? If it hasn't, go deeper. Don't stop growing. When you stop growing, you stop glowing. See? When you stop growing, you stop glowing. It's by that impaction of light. It's by sending up the other, giving fuel. Send up, okay, I release this negative problem I have.
I release this bad habit I have. I release these wayward thoughts. I release this impatience. I release this anger. Make a way, make a way, make a way, make a way for God to help you. Open up. Throw out the things you don't need. Go through your house, throw the things out you don't need. Give them away. Give them to somebody who can use them. If you haven't used it for a year, why you burden yourself with it?
Oh, but I might use it, you know, in 5 years.
Huh? Are you paying for storage that you don't need? You know? There's a lot of people, I mean, that's greed that holds you to that. And what's it do? It bleeds you. Every month you got to pay. Every day you got to pay. Every minute. It comes right down. If you divide it up, you can get what it costs you per second. You see? So it's a matter of impacting that light, paying attention, letting go. Claim your glory. So what do we do this week? The exercise is just what I've been explaining. Set down. Use one of your tools, the meditation, the chant, the breathing, the mantras, something. Use one of the tools and sit there and concentrate on God. Use the tool and concentrate on God until you are there touching God, and then let the tool go. I mean, once we build a house, we don't need all the electricians hanging around and the plumber and the architect and the... all the other ones that come out there, the laborers and the carpenters and all of those ones. We don't need them anymore. Now the house is built. See? Have you accepted your house is built? Now you're going to expand? Or you can put on some rooms if you like. But except you got the structure now. You got the basic structure. Now you're building onto that. Hey, right here in San Jose, there was a woman built all of her life on her house. Old Winton Mansion, remember that? Every year she put something else on there, right? Because Spirit told her, keep building, didn't it? Well, you see how she built. Little narrow passages that go against brick walls. Because lots of times when they added up on another room, they had to close off another way to get, you know, make room for another. So sometimes you have to close off the old ways and don't run up those dead ends anymore. You know what the dead ends are in your consciousness. Don't run up those dead ends. You see? Don't run up them any longer. Don't go in the dark holes. Don't go set in the caves that don't have any light. Climb that mountain until you're at the top of it. Sit there until you are conscious that there is only that power and that light and you're absorbing it and there's nothing else, because that's all that matters at that moment. So what if you do sit there an hour, 2 hours, or 10 hours? I had lots of 10-hour meditations. 10 hours is just sit there. One time I realized I could just stay this way all the time. And then I heard about great beings that meditated for thousands of years. Wow! But that sounds impossible here. It's impossible for a man to have a bonfire created over him and him not get burned, you might say. But I saw it today. Man that did that. They put him in a casket. They put this flammable stuff all over. They poured gasoline on it. And then they threw on a torch. And it burnt. For 2.5 minutes I watched. And then the fireman came up there and you could see the blistering on the wood and everything. And they put the water on it. And then they pulled the casket off and they took him up. And he was going, but he wasn't burnt. He was quite a showman. You could tell he was putting on some of that. Anything is possible in God. But the only thing that's possible in humanity is what already has been done for humanity. That's their only possibility. And they're limited by the laws of nature, by their own minds, by the limitations that others have imposed upon them, until they reach this divine enlightened state. You're God experiencing. You're perfect now. You're God experiencing right now. Hold to it. Don't lose it. If you don't use it, you lose it. Start using. Start walking in that God-conscious state. And in all those circumstances, even when you're close to your loved one and you hold them, say, I know, God, you've got us both right now in your arms. Are you ready for that? Embracing in love. And when you see that one and they're laying there in the hospital and they got all of the tubes up their noses and down their throat and tubes in their arms, and they're looking up at you and they don't even know who you are because they're so drugged, can you still hold the perfect image right there of God experiencing and bring it back? Can you hold that power for that one? Or are you going to be fooled by the world of appearance? When you come along the highway and there's some guy laying out there and blood's run out of his ear and his eye and his mouth and out of his nose and out of his rectum, you can say, oh, well, he's gone. Now, my wife's there doing what she knows. There was two trucks. They had a head-on collision, a double and another truck. It was splat all over the place, and this guy was laying there. She knew, because she was an RN, what to do there. I knew what to do for God's sake, and I began to pray. And as I was praying there silently, standing there praying, and all these people saying, oh my God, what happened? Oh, look at that. Ah! And they're all yelling at me. And I looked over, and the man turned his head and looked at me. There'd be standing there praying for him. He knew. We knew he'd be okay. We didn't get fooled by the world of appearances. And it just happened that God had us there at that time. Another time, we're down in Mexico. We're about 25 miles from the border. And a plane had crashed. I thought it was a car. And I said, wow, that's the worst wreck I ever seen. There were hundreds of people going, oh my God, that's terrible. I'm not going to know what to do. I'm speaking all that Spanish. I'm saying, what are they saying? I know what I'm saying. God. I said, oh, Christ, come in and bless this person. I just knew to call Christ. I get back to Phoenix. The next morning in the paper it says, minister's son killed in air crash. I knew there was a troubled soul there. I started praying for that troubled soul. I didn't have to know it was a minister's son or anybody else. It could have been a poor man's son. Didn't matter. That God had us there because nobody else was praying his soul free and doing the soul rescue. You see? And God will show you what your work's been doing. It's so wonderful when people come up and they say, my, I'm so glad the other night when I was at that service, I got healed. I don't go around saying, hey, if you get healed now, be sure and come and tell me. No. I just do the work and I go on. It's so wonderful when someone comes up and says, I've been healed. Woman says, look, remember that heart surgery I had, them things at the on my heart there, the scars? Look, they're gone, Reverend Heskett. I'm saying, praise God. You know God did it, don't you? I give the glory where the glory belongs. I don't take the glory and try here. Where I get my light is I pray and I just love God. I love God. I love God. And I give it up to Him. Okay. Question. Okay, let's take a little break.
Come back to your true identity.
So you need a practice. Just like you eat physical food to strengthen your physical body, you need spiritual food to strengthen your spiritual body. So we give you practices to get in touch deeper and deeper and deeper within yourself. The breath, the inner sound, the inner sight, the rainbow bridge, the chanting, the powers of control, the tools. But do not be caught in spiritual materialism. Did you ever hear that term before? Spiritual materialism. This doctrine, that doctrine, this icon, that statue, this regalia. Don't be bought by images. Oh, he has robes on. He must be great. Don't be fooled by robes. Because not all those that wear the robes are enlightened. Look in past the world of appearances. And that's what you have to do in yourself. Look past this world of appearances. Now, when you're sitting there, and you're clear and open and receiving, and you're chanting, you should be impacting now light. You notice how you become deeply aware, more deeply aware, I should say, not deeply, deeper aware of things by these practices. You're getting more insight, a depth of perception that you didn't have before. Because you're going deeper and deeper in you, you're going to see deeper. You can only see from where you're at. If you're shallow, you'll see from that point. If you're deep, you'll see from that point. If you're in God consciousness, you'll see from that point. So, are you ready for instant healing? Right now. Two or more agree. I agree. Are you ready? I agree with you. I agree with you, and I will not take it back. Nothing in heaven or on earth can stop that. I will not take it back. I agree with your perfect healing. Right now, two or more agree, so shall it be. Are you that quick to take it? Oh, boy, I feel it already. I can feel the warmth in my body. I can feel the energy in my body as I say that. And I feel other believers here, and boy, the light's getting brighter. It's changing, you see. And that's the consciousness and attitude you must have when you're standing there in the healing. Okay, we're ready right now. Not later, not next week, not next month. Now, are you ready to receive right this moment? Let's take it now. Why do you got to tease yourself? Why do you have to hang that old carrot out there and chase that carrot? You know, carry that, chase that carrot. You ever see how they lead the donkey, put it out on the end of a stick? I never get a bite. Isn't it funny? When the donkey stops, the carrot stops. When the donkey starts up, the carrot starts up. Sometimes we hang it out there, and we're chasing it. You ever see a man trying to chase his shadow? Boy, as fast as I go, that shadow's going to go. But if I stop and I turn around, hey, it's following me. Now it's following me. I'm not chasing it. It's following me. Sometimes you have to turn around. You have to turn around and stop looking that other way. You got to turn around and stop looking at the death side, start looking at the life side. When you get this power of overcoming and turning around, now you have a center to magnetize somebody else to turn around. You want the depth of knowledge? Give the depth of your knowledge. And keep pouring it to the ends of your knowledge. Give. Start that flow. Get rid of the old stuff. I'll guarantee you they'll be making room for more. Now, where are you going to get it from? Where are you going to choose to get your increase from? The choice is always yours. God's will is free will. And so the will is yours. Okay, now we understand that. Now we're going to work metaphysically. Before you can give an increase of light, you need to impact an increase of light. Impaction is by concentration. Attention fixed and increasing the concentration. Wherever you're paying attention, that's where you're going. Wherever you're paying attention, that's where you're going. So now you pay attention to the highest. Now you're going to the highest. Where's the reflection of your life coming back from the highest? Okay, you sit down. You attune to the highest. You fix your attention there. and you begin to concentrate. You begin to get deeper into it, more focus, meaning other things fall away. You increase your concentration of it. Other things fall away. Your awareness of what went on yesterday, what may go on tomorrow, falls away. You're right here. All the past falls away. All the lower vibrations start falling away, and you start feeling an increase of energy, an upliftment. Your atoms are starting to spin faster. You're getting closer to the light, closer to God. Have you meditated to the point that there was only God? No more you. No more self, no more anything else. Only God there. Have you ever got to that point of God consciousness? If you haven't, practice until you can concentrate that way. When I'm calling on Christ's light to heal, I become completely absorbed in that light. And I found out Christians that love Jesus get healed by Christ's light. That I've tried to use Christ's light on Buddhists and Krishnas, and it didn't seem to work. Because they didn't believe that way, you see. They didn't believe in Christ. They believed in Buddha. They believed in Krishna. That's where their life was. So what did I do? When I got the Buddhists, I didn't try to give them something that was foreign to them. I called on the healing Buddha, the golden light of the Buddha, the healing powers of the Buddha to come through to heal the Buddhists. Then when the Krishna man came to me, him and his wife, and they were sick, they asked for healing. We called on Krishna. But I made one thing perfectly clear. No matter who we're calling on, what name we're calling on, God does it. The spiritualist up at the spiritualist church in Seattle. One time we were having a healing line. One woman comes, 55 years, she was deaf in her right ear. Another woman right behind her, deaf in her ear for 5 years. Both of them got an instant healing. Both of them got an instant healing. But guess what happened to the first one? On Wednesday night, she's laying down and she lays her head on a hot pad. She lifts her head up and she can't hear, like she was for 55 years. And she comes back the next Sunday and said, I lost the healing. Would you do it again? I said, no, I didn't do it the first time. So, yes, you did. You stuck your fingers in my ears and you prayed for me. You did it. She didn't give us this much emphasis, but I'm giving you a little emphasis. She said, you did it. I says, well, if you think I did it, that's why you lost it. I don't do it. God does it. I says, you go there and you sit down. In this meditation, you let God heal you. She comes afterwards. She says, I've got it back. Several months later, I come back and she's coming across the church and she's saying, I still got it, God did it. But then I went back in a few months and guess what? She's lost it again. She reverted back to her old images and her old ideas and didn't have someone there constantly to remind her of it. Once that healing takes place, that isn't the end of it. There's a follow-up. You're following it up. As I move around the country, it's impossible for me to go back to everybody and say, okay, how you doing? So I follow it up. They're on our prayer list. Thank you, God, for this healing. Thank you for these wonderful people. Thank you for letting me do it. I know I don't do it. I know you're doing it through me. Thank you for me being the channel, God. Thank you for letting me be the channel and like me to be the channel. Thank you, God. Bless these people.
Not only these ones we've seen and touched, but all those in need. Now let's bless all of them. Let's send a blessing of light to all of them. Are you ready? If you have a problem, you want to know how to get to the universal energies? Okay, others have that problem. That very same problem. So you know what you do? You start praying for everyone that has that problem. Are you getting this? You get off of your individuality and you start praying for everybody that's going through that. Now you're going to universal levels. Do you get it? Wherever you pay attention, that's where you're at. So now you're paying attention to universal levels. Not just God help me, God help us all. All of us that are having this problem here on earth, all the humans. Let's bless all humanity. But too many are saying, I'm going to get what I can and let you get what you get. And others are saying, I'm going to get what I can and I'm going to get yours too. Or I'm going to get what I can and you help me. And then when the helping's over, that's all for you. But that's usually not said, is it? So you'll have those four kinds of people coming to you. You have the ones that are the takers. They'll come and they will take everything. They'll give you nothing. Then you've got the givers to take. They come to give you something, but then they want to take something because they gave you something. I mean, you've got to give me something. Then you got those ones that say, well, maybe I'll give, maybe I won't. You can't depend on them either. Then you have the true seekers. You see them. They're there all the time. You see their auras change. You see the light changing. You see they're doing it. Those are the ones you take the extra time with. Don't let the negative ones take up your time from doing the good work with the ones that are ready and able and want it. Don't waste all your time on some negative force over here that keeps destroying the energies. And every time you look at it, you say, oh no, there they come again. Oh my God. Is she going to spill her guts like she does every Tuesday she comes over here? Right? The ones that are in need is the ones that you are going to work for. The ones that are true. That's who to work for. That's who to go the extra miles for. That's who to take care of. You pray as hard as you can for these other ones. Free your karma. Don't damn them. Don't say, okay, that's the way they are. Forget them. I mean, if that's her old yorking that out every week at me, that's fine. God bless her. Enlighten her and lift her up. If I can't get through her, God, let someone else get through to her. Or him. See? If you can't do it, pray for God for someone else to do that. God answers prayer. And 99% of the time he answers it through other people. When you pray, your prayer is... What's he going to do? Every time somebody prays, make a brand new manifestation for that one. He's got it all here already. You see, it's a matter of selection. What have you selected? Is your selection predicated upon what your family selected? You know, you can fall to that one too, called the sins of the father. So you can fall, you can do what they did. See, I don't mean your blood father, I mean the fathers of our race. Don't fall to those things. Let your heavenly father guide you. The best. You deserve the best. And so does that one that is sitting there, caught in the illusion or bound up in those other things. And sometimes you watch it for years, and years and years. Some people you spend years with, you send them off and they get mad at you for a year. And then they come back. Some people that you really have loved, have poured your heart out to. And they don't get it because you watch how they knock it off. And people you've brought with you and you bring them in close and they're going, yes, I love you. And you're loving them and the next thing you know, they're hitting you.
What are you going to do? Are you going to hit him back? God love them. Reach out. That's different. That's not what's going on, is it? I've never refused anybody to go from me, and I never refused anybody to come to me. I never bind anybody. They can do what they want to do. If that makes them happy not liking me, fine. Let them not like me. But God, let them be happy. Until they're enlightened, let them have the best. Until they realize they are you experiencing. You're praying for it. Now, when you sat down and you began to focus that attention and that concentration, you start magnetizing energy. You start magnetizing. Now, where are you going to store it? For the spiritual person, they store it right in their own body. And where do they store it? Right in the pineal gland. Are we getting too physical now? You know, because sometimes that throws people. If you say, okay, you're going to put that light in your pineal gland, say, wait a minute.
Now he's saying, you know, the spirit's going to get in my physical.
Well, your spirit is already animating the physical, so, you know, nothing new is happening. It's just a matter of increasing that energy. Why do the masters and the saints and the beings have these glowing lights around their head? Because they've impacted the light. They're radiant beacons of light. They're letting their light shine. You see him in the pictures of Christ, you see him in the pictures of Buddha, you see him in the pictures of Krishna, you see him in the pictures of the ancient sun god Ra. Had a light around his head. You ever see that one where he's got the hawk face and the feathered body and all of that, and he's riding on the chariot and there's a big glow around the head of his being? He's enlightened. In light. He's in light. I-N-L-I-G-H-T. In light. We can call it EM. You see, we're in light. So we sit there and we keep concentrating in the light. And we keep feeling it impacting and impacting. You'll start feeling like your head is growing. You'll feel like somebody took the top of your head off and opened it up and things are pouring in. You get all these feelings. I say you've had those experiences already, a lot of you. But you can do that consciously and have it happen every time to master that at will, to be a master of light. You're a master of light. Wake. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake to it. You're already the master of light. Wake up to it. You're already a master of light. Now you're unfolding. As you're beginning to master that light at will, sitting there and letting it impact. And so if the mind wants to talk, give it something to talk about. Omgaru, omgaru, garu, garu, omgaru. Give it a chant. Pretty soon you'll watch the chant going on, and you'll be free of your mind, and the mind will be there chanting happily. See, it wants to serve you, so give it something to do. And how do you do that? You chant every day. Every day. When you come in here, Om Garu, Om Garu, 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 Om Garu, I'm chanting. I'm attuning. I'm saying, God, what are we giving them tonight? I did my foundation work. My foundation work was practicing every morning at the same time, getting up, having the circle. We did it for years, right? We put the foundation in. To the degree you participate is the degree you impact. To the degree you participate in it is the degree you impact. So for 3.5 years, every morning, an hour chanting and sitting there and doing the ritual, it didn't matter if it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday, in God's consciousness, a day is a day. It doesn't have those names. That's something man put on there. You see? That's something man. A day is a day. Now is now. It's not 9 8:34. It's now. Last week at this time, it was 8:34. We just changed it, didn't we? What an illusion to think we can get more daylight. They call it daylight savings, like we're going to save something. How can we save something that's going on? I mean, what an illusion. We just paid attention an hour earlier, got up an hour earlier. I mean, we did that on the farm automatically. We got up an hour before sunrise. And in the winter, we got a little bit more sleep because the days were shorter. But in the summer, the days got longer, and so did the time we worked and the time we played. But at night, 1 hour after the sun went down, we went to bed. And that's the way I was raised. And I was on a natural cycle. Then I got to the city. And someone says, stay up.
You mean you're going to bed? It says it's only about 9:30. About 11 o'clock, I'm going.
I had the habit of another cycle. You need to have a habit of a different cycle. And what would be the best one to get? The all-encompassing cycle, the one that takes all other cycles in. You know, God deserves it all, too. Not only does he deserve the best, he deserves all of the best. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to deserve all the best? You ready to take it on? Sure. Are you ready for the best? Are you ready for it? See, I'm asking you these questions by your answer, and the quickness of your answer is how quick you're going to get it. By the depth of your feeling of it, that's the deep depth of your feeling of it. The depth of your acceptance, saying, yes, you're accepted. Oh, yes. See, I'm putting my mind, my emotions, my body into it. Yes, yes. The ancients didn't sit around and go, I'm guru, I'm guru, I'm guru, I'm guru, I'm guru. When they chant with it, hey, got the body into it. Hey, get some motion into it. Boy, they were really getting there. Huh? Got excited. They had their mind on it. They had their body into it. The more of your levels of consciousness, the deeper the concentration. The more of the levels you add to it, the deeper the concentration, the more solid the manifestation. Are you half-heartedly doing it or wholeheartedly doing it? You see? You half believing it or wholly believing it? Are you a little seeing it just a little bit or are you wholly seeing? See, are you wholly or are you halfly? We can play with words, can't we? But we know what we mean, don't we? We may play with the words, but there's something beyond the words, and that's what we're looking for. The power that's beyond the words. The power beyond all of these things that's transcended to all these things. And it is yours to bring it to action. Hey, I'm not talking from books. I'm not talking from what somebody else lived. I'm talking from my life. That's your power. Talk from your life. You can't talk from somebody else. You talk from you. You talk from you, from your experiences. That's your power, your direct experiences. Not hearsay, not what somebody else did, not what these books are saying. What are you living? Are you the living word of it? Oh, Christ is the living word. Why was he the living word? If you take and read the Bible stories, he put them into action, didn't he? What others talked about, he did. What the rest of us talked about, the masters do. And if you're waiting for people to say you're good, forget it. If you're looking for somebody to pat yourself on the or pat you on the back every time you do something, forget it. If you're looking for yourself to pat yourself on the back, forget it. Do good for the good of doing good now in the presence. Do it for the presence, not for what's going to be or what has been, but for what you're experiencing right this moment. Transfer that energy because it's right now
And you're experiencing it now. Coming over? Where are you watching? Say, what's he doing up there? Dancing around. Are you objective to it? Or are you letting go and less subjective? Are you open to feeling it? You can have the greatest outpouring, but if your cup's upside down, it'll never get filled. If you got a lid on it, it'll never get filled. If it's already full, it will not get filled. Come with an empty cup to the light. Come with an open mind. Come with an open spirit. Come with an opening of consciousness to God. I surrender, God. I love you, God. Praise you, God. I do this for your glory and your light. Lead me. Teach me. Show me the way. I know you're in me. Teach me. Talk to my heart. Talk to my life. Thank you, God. Praise you, God. I love you, God. Are you really praising God? Are you really loving God? Are you really thanking God for that light? Are you saying, okay, let's see, and now what do? I visualize white. Okay, let me get a lot of white. All of your white light then is darkness, because you have no, you don't know where it came from. If you don't know the source from whence the healing come from, you are serving the forces of darkness. And if you're enlightened to show somebody that they're going through a certain thing, and you say, well, if I tell them that, they're not going to like me. I won't tell them. You are serving darkness now. You kept it in the dark from them. How many people I've had to tell something to? I mean, God couldn't get through some others, you see. So I get up there and I say, okay, I'm ready. And that's some of the things I've had to say to people and what they've done. And when they're crucifying me, I'm not saying, damn them for sticking those nails in my hand and nailing me up here. No. Bless them. God protect them. I'm talking from life. What do you do? You've got, how would you like to have a situation? $5,000 a month, you've got to come up with it. You're getting balanced. You've got a bunch of students, and then somebody comes along and tells most of them a lie, and they believe the lie. And then they go away, and you're still there holding the bag. Now what do? You see all of your work's about ready to go. You know what we did? Okay, God, you brought us here. You've given this to us. Guide us. Now we start doing some work. Now we start doing the work. And as we're doing it, we're enlightened to do something else. Then we're enlightened to do something else. But if we sit there waiting, well, okay, God, do it for me. There's some of them there. They're just sitting back. Okay, God, do it. You know, they want to sick God on them. Sick them, God. Get that one. Get that one for doing that. Get that one for arguing with me, God. Get them. Get them. Show them what they're doing. Get them. Sick them. Sick them. We got God turned backwards, don't we? Instead of G-O-D, it's D-O-G. We treat God like a dog. Come on. Come over here. Come on, boy. Some people are calling in that way, you see. Okay, nice. All right, you're a nice God. Yeah, you're a good God. All right, go get them. Watch your attitude. Are you going there in surrender and realizing? Are you saying, okay, God, let thy will be done? And then are you satisfied with what's happened? Or are you going to now start judging God? Wait a minute, that isn't exactly the way I would have did it. I think he made a mistake. You know, God created everything perfect, and man has been making it better ever since. I heard the other day they were talking about diamonds. And the man says, and this diamond was created by nature, but look, man made it better. He didn't do nothing. He ground up half of it. He took its naturalness away, and he thinks he's making it better. He took the nature of it and changed the nature of it. And now he thinks he's improving something. Oh, but he polished it. Now it's glimmering and gleaming. And hey, it was perfect already. You're perfect already. You don't have to polish anything. You already are shining. Just let it shine. Impact that light. Sit there and pray, but receive in your praying. Just don't sit there praying for something. Receive in your praying. Dear God, let healing grace come upon this person. Give them strength and power. Give them power. Thank you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. And let it go. See? Feel that? Myself, I do nothing. But God comes through you. See, just open up. Just open up. Oh, but I can learn this technique and that technique. All those techniques and all that stuff that you're doing is only to satisfy.
You are the open channel. We have worked these weeks to open the channel. Now it is up to you. Do the exercises and you will obtain the goal. The goal is God consciousness, then to be an outpouring of that light for healing physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You are the master living here. Blessings of light. I am glad that you have taken spiritual dynamics, for you have become a more dynamic being in God. As God expressing, you are the open channel. Blessings of light.